Marsha Blackburn demands answers regarding UNRWA controversy. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 5, 2023. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, is demanding answers regarding U.S. funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, following allegations that one of the organization's teachers helped hold an Israeli hostage. "Hey everybody, here's a letter that I've sent over to the UN and to UNRWA," Blackburn said in a video posted to X, holding up the letter. "You know, that's that UN Relief and Works Committee that is there for the Palestinian people. We've heard these news reports of a UN employee who was holding one of the children that was a hostage," Blackburn said, deeming it completely unacceptable, particularly given that the UN is largely funded with US taxpayer dollars. "So from the UN and our ambassador there and from UNRWA, from their head, we're asking some questions. We want to know if this individual was either a current or a former UN employee. We want to know if this has been thoroughly investigated," she pressed. "And if they have investigated it, what did they find? And has this incident been reviewed by the UN?" she asked, demanding answers to the six questions listed. "We want these answers. The UN and UNRWA owes it to you, the US taxpayer, to come clean on this situation," the Tennessee senator added. Ultimately, Blackburn said the U.S. should not give one more penny to the organization if it is effectively aiding Hamas terrorists. Blackburn is not the only lawmaker making this demand, either. Speaking on News Nation's Dan Abrams Live, Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, blasted the U.N. for seemingly not taking the report that a teacher with the organization helped keep an Israeli hostage seriously. "I find it incredible that when you have this type of reporting, the UN immediately tries to label it as misinformation and demands it just go away rather than taking it as a credible report from a known credible reporter with a credible news source and looking into it," Waltz said, blasting the UN. "Watch, Waltz, UNRWA must be defunded. It hasn't cared about charges that its teacher helped hold an Israeli hostage." He continued, "We hope they're going to look into it. At the end of the day, I think, as you're alluding, this is a long history of anti-Semitism and obvious pro-Hamas leanings from the UN in Gaza. It's one of the reasons, one of the key reasons that Republicans in the House just voted in our funding bill for the State Department foreign aid to cut UNRWA from, at least the US's portion of the funding for it, and to cut it out, because not only do we have these types of allegations, but also, their teaching, the other types of support they provide, are blatantly known to be anti-Israel and anti-Semitic." When confronted about these reports, Thomas White, the director of United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, Affairs in Gaza, did not address them specifically. "So, what I can speak to is our aid," he said during an appearance on CNN International's One World. "Essentially, the aid that UNRWA is bringing in goes directly into the hands of the refugees. So, on any given day here, we are distributing over 50,000 bags of flour to families so that they can provide for themselves," he continued. "Look, our trucks are not bringing in rockets. Our trucks are bringing in wheat flour. They're bringing in supplies that help families eke out a very basic existence. We have a very clear system of accountability," he claimed. Watch, UNRWA official on charges that teacher held an Israeli hostage, "We keep good track of flour." Notably, the campaign of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, told Breitbart News in October that, as president, he would not support the U.S. funding UNRWA despite voting against congressional measures that would have done that in the past. His campaign clarified that fact, explaining that both measures cited were omnibus bills, which DeSantis typically voted against.